Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, October 1, 2009. One child was announced dead and two injured in Gaza, and the Israeli military kidnaps 12 civilians in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian child was reported dead in Gaza Strip because she was prevented by Israel to leave the besieged territory for treatment. 7-year-old Bara Isa had kidney failure and needed to travel outside Gaza for life-saving medical care, doctors said. They added that her family has done all the needed documents to leave the region, but Israel refused, leading to her death. The Palestinian Ministry of Health announced with Isa's death today, the total number of patients who died because of the siege has reached 359. Israel placed the Gaza Strip under total siege in June 2006, leaving the hospitals there unable to treat most patients. Meanwhile, two Palestinian children were injured on Thursday as an army-left object exploded near them in central Gaza Strip. Local sources reported that the two children were playing near a UN-run school when an Israeli military unexploded bomb exploded near them. Doctors said the boys arrived to a local hospital with light wounds. The Israeli military kidnapped on Thursday 12 Palestinian civilians during military invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. Local sources said that invasions were reported in Jenin and Qalqilia, both in northern West Bank, in addition to Jericho in the Jordan Valley. The Israeli military radio announced that all those kidnapped were taken by the army to detention camps for questioning. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.